Blog Talk Radio.
Get out of you, but down in Alabama, in Mississippi,
hear voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in calm, patient turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Yeah. Oh. Entertainment. Worldwide. Network. We online. We in your speakers. And on your mind. On your mind. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We on time. We on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Wade. I sign on payment with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Fiend, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? It's your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Chuck and Traps.
This your peach, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
It's your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Miles.
Yo, what's good? It's the Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hampton.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domenico.
Bye-bye. Salute the big dog. This your boy, Jay Futuristic.
This your folk, Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end. Getting blessings. Wise Life Records. And you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled SAG Pants Equals a SAG Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call. Join in the conversation hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don, Jr. CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, and the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is SoSeductiveLive.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. SoSeductiveLive has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so SoSeductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaker Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners. And how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success. And experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Network. We on live. We in your speakers. Hitting on your mind. On your mind. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We on time.
Move around. Move around. Move around.
Hey, hey.
Move around. Move around. Move around.
Once again, it's Saturday night and it's Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation with the man himself, the brother like no other, the brother with the information to keep you going, to keep you attuned into your situation, to make you move, the brother himself, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Let's give him a nice hand. Welcome into the studio.
I tell you, it's a good thing because we have an option here where we can really share some good news to our people to show them how they can benefit from some good opportunities that are on the table. And I'm really glad to see that we do have a good deal that's on the table right now. But anyway, I'm going to call the brother in because I didn't text him the call-in number for the radio. And I'm getting ready to do that now so that he can, you know, call in. And he'll be on the call at 7:30 with us. But if he doesn't have the call-in number at all, then he won't be able to show up. So just give me a few minutes, and I'll be back in probably about 3 or 5 minutes, and, you know, then we can get started. So I'm getting ready to bring Minister Zen on.
You want to go to another commercial break?
All right.
Let's get it going here. Okay.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com.
To be honest, this is probably going to be the, and I'm saying this at this table, the most pro-black president that we've had in our lifetime.
So had that asked me, I would have said, you know, before you praise this president for being pro-black, before you praise this president for caring about ethnic communities and marginalized populations, do your homework. Well, some of y'all didn't do your homework. They didn't do their homework. So let me tell you just a little bit of research, not just him personally, but also some of his policies. Perhaps before they went and sat at this table, they should have done their homework. Because if they had done their homework, they would have known that President Trump has ramped up mass incarceration by instructing Attorney General Jeff Sessions to revitalize the war on drugs. They would have known that of the 87 picks for federal judges, 85 have been white and just one has been black and one has been Hispanic. They would have known that President Trump supported the Department of Justice engaging in unlawful voter purges, making it difficult for blacks to go and vote. They would have known that Trump is ending protection for predatory lenders, which disproportionately harm black people. They would have known that he is ignoring the affordable housing crisis by ordering HUD to triple the rents of poor tenants in public housing, which mostly affect black people. Do your homework. They would have known that he is proposing cutting $200 billion over the next 10 years from supplemental nutrition assistance programs that will bring more hunger in black and brown communities. They would have known that Trump is worsening the health of black communities through environmental deregulation, which disproportionately harms black people through exposure exposure to pollution. Now, that's just a few on the policy side, but you don't have to go too far to ask what about him personally would make me know that he is not pro-black. I'm glad you asked, because in 1970, Trump's real estate company tried to avoid renting apartments to black tenants and gave preferential treatment to white tenants. He began his 2016 presidential campaign with a speech disparaging Mexican immigrants as criminals and rapists. Y'all remember that? In 2016, he said of people of color, you are living in poverty, your schools are no good, you have no jobs. Hold on, I'm a product of HBCU, and I'm a product of black school systems and black teachers. Don't you ever tell me that my black schools are... Hold on, I ain't done. He says you have no jobs, so what do you have to lose from electing me? In 2017, Trump said 15,000 recent immigrants from Haiti all have AIDS, and 40,000 Nigerians once seeing the United States would want to go back to their huts in Africa. He spent years suggesting that the nation's first black president was not a citizen of these United States. He called Puerto Ricans, who's criticized his administration's response to Hurricane Maria, he called them politically motivated ingrates. Hold on, but he called those who marched beside white supremacists in Charlottesville, Virginia, he called them very fine people. He hired Steve Bannon, a white nationalist, as his chief strategist. He called Haiti and other African nations S-hole countries, and he's taking credit for an economy that has not been built on his administration, but was built on the backs of 8 years of hard work under the Obama administration. Negroes, please, don't you come up in here talking about this is the most pro-black president that you have ever seen, when the record suggests that he cares nothing about people of color.
Experiment Black Radio.
Radio sucker, never play me. Triple shade of black, then my bleach should never fade me. They say he crazy, New York wisdom in the 80s. Killer catch administration, gangster renovation. Born out isolation, Asian ill communication. Asian Marvel, fiber actor, pestilential, microscopic soul, sonic remedy. Clinic right in the street, operating in the dark. Surgery of wounded heart, come together, fill apart, come together. Smoking on something good, praying for something better. From out of better, never rocking for forever, ever, 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 ever. Forever, ever, ever. It's still a secret even when you tell them dumb dummies. Hush money. Rent receipt and drug money. The cold-blooded warm gun money. The chief rock a fuel injector. Zulu horse power law bookie. Bay, 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 bay. You're rocking, yes, you are rocking with the fresh, you are rocking with the depth, you are rocking with the best, you are rocking with the yes. Now you are rocking with the fresh, you're rocking with the depth, you are rocking with the fresh, the yes, you are rocking with the best, you are rocking with the fresh, you are rocking with the depth, you are rocking with the yes. Now you are rocking with the best, you're rocking with the fresh, you are rocking with the depth, it's a yes.
Zulu. Big bird fly down on the mountain pass. Only thing to survive the crash. Black radio. You wanna fly free, go far and fast. Built the last, we made this craft. From black radio. Black radio. Black radio. Black radio.
You are rocking with the best. You are rocking with the best. You are rocking with the best. Yes, you are rocking with the fresh. You
yes. You are rocking with the blessings, yes, 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 yes.
Once again, we're back. We're experiencing spiritual unity and meditation with your host, the man himself, Dr. Benjamin Bridges, in the nice hand.
Yes, sir. Glad to be back on my radio show. And now we're going to talk about some things that can really bring some serious dough into our possession. And the brother that's supposed to come on, he said he's going to be a little delayed because he's right in the middle of doing a real estate deal right now. And he said after he finishes, he'll come on. But I don't know if that's going to be a half an hour or an hour. But the bottom line is right now just to speak on some of these things so that we can get, you know, somewhat of a clear picture. He's been involved with his business for 30 years, so he can answer all your questions. I can answer most of them, but not all of them. But anyway, here we go. What we're talking about now is an investment program that can really have a huge impact on, you know, being a blessing to the lives of our people. And that's a good thing because without people putting up just $20 or more, that's a good thing. And, you know, to show you that the brother even had a heart that was saying, hey, you know what? We need to see if we could lower this so that we can help our people. Because he said when he was first starting out, it was at $1,000. And everybody, you know, that came into investing the money had to invest $1,000 or more. And you couldn't do anything less than that. And unfortunately, when you're dealing with a community that has a lot of poverty in it, unfortunately, you know, a lot of those people, you know, can't deal with that $1,000. But anyway, this is the thing. I'm very glad to see that he was able to talk with them and convince them that they could come down and it would be good because it could help his people and help even some of his people. Because I know, unfortunately, you know, a lot of people have, you know, the feeling that all white people are rich, but that's not true. But what the reality is that there is a large amount of poor whites as well as, you know, rich whites. And that's something that exists. But anyway, when you're looking at the situation as the reality of what it is, you know, our people need to start to come out of just being, you know, consumers and start to be investors. But as I said before, if you have, you know, three or four streams of income coming into your possession, and it might be $10,000 here, $50,000 there, $100,000 there, you know, or $300,000 or $500,000 there. I mean, if you have that kind of money coming in on a regular monthly basis, that's a wonderful thing. But the only reason why you don't normally see that in our community is because most of our people, you know, have been brainwashed to be scaredy cats and don't want to invest in programs that can bring them hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars. But that's where now the time has changed and our people can definitely start to get into that. And the good thing about this, you know, for example, if somebody invests $20 into the program, it doesn't mean that you have to bring 10 people in or 20 or 30 people into the program. You can just do that as an individual. And that's what makes it a really big difference on what's happening with, you know, the program in compared to what they call the pyramids and all that kind of stuff. Because in those pyramids, you got to bring in a whole bunch of people. But with this, you can even come in as an individual and just invest money yourself. And if you wanted to, you could bring in people, you know, so that your friends could benefit from it as well. And if you did that, that would be a good thing. Because unfortunately, not a lot of our people to invest in, because we've been told that it's too risky and it's not a good thing to do, which is not true. Because most millionaires, they have several streams of income coming in from different sources of investment that bring cash into their possession. And that's a good thing, because if you have, you know, millions of dollars that are adding up, you know, from those different streams into, you know, your possession, that's a good thing. But the only problem is if you're not looking into that and really trying to see what you can do, then that's a whole nother thing, you know. But anyway, we have to start to look at seeing what we can do with this. And, you know, even though it's just $20, whether you're getting into it as an individual or whether you're getting into it by wanting to bring in a group, you know, that's, you know, a decision that you can make. Whereas, you know, with those other programs, you don't have an opportunity to make the decision. It's already structured a certain way. And because it is structured a certain way, you just have to bring in your 8, 10, or 20 people. And, you know, that's, you know, what a lot of people have been calling pyramids. But some of them are scams and some of them aren't. And this one right here is not a scam. And the good thing about it is, like I said, if you wanted to come in as an individual and put up $20, $30, $50, you could do that. And the good thing about it, being that you would be coming through myself, you would not just get it doubled, but you would get it tripled. And that means, let's say 20. If you brought in $20 and you would say 2 times 20 is 40, and then the second time you would say 2 times 40 is 80, and then the third time you would say 2 times 80 is 160. And that's a good thing that you're having, instead of just a double opportunity, you're having a triple opportunity where you can make money off of the money that you're investing. And that's good. So anyway, these are things that can really be beneficial. It's just that, you know, a lot of our people don't even know that these opportunities exist. And the good thing about it is, as we move ahead with this and get our people involved, as well as getting ourselves involved, we'll be able to see that there's great opportunities of benefit that can come your way and can really, really help you out. But anyway, beyond a shadow of a doubt, all I can say is we need to really start to see that this is something that can benefit you, me, and my community. And that's really great because, you know, in having our people starting to become investors where they're going to be making 3 times the amount of money that they're putting up on the table, that is really wonderful. But instead of just, you know, putting up 20 and you end up with $40 in a month, now you're looking at $160, you know, dollars, you know. And that's great because with that kind of money being there for you, you know, it can really have a huge impact. And the other side of it is you don't have to take all of that money and just put it in your pocket. You know, out of the $160, out of the $80, you could take portion of that money and put it in your pocket and then put a portion of that money back into the program so you can keep each month money coming into your possession. And that's a good thing. So these are things that we need to know, because as we start to become investors, we'll start to see that we can really start to make some serious amounts of money come through and change ourselves and our community too. So that's great. And the other thing that's very important too is, again, even as consumers, we need to know that, you know, last year, as I said, you know, we bought $1.8 trillion worth of merchandise from the black community, 50 million people that, you know, live here in the United States. But the big part of the problem was the money was spent in other races and not with our own race. And that's why only 3% of that $1.8 trillion was actually spent amongst our people. 3%, that's hardly nothing. But, you know, that's, again, because of the consciousness of our people not really focusing on how, if we start to invest and start to even purchase products that are black products as well, whether they're real estate, whether they're engineers, whether they're, could be a, person who's a masseuse or a person that's dealing with being an auto mechanic, fixer-upper. And then you have contractors as well. So there's a lot of different, black services that are out there. But, you know, we need to really know where those black services are. Otherwise, we won't even know where to put our money to invest in it. And all I can say is, you know, in dealing with that, you know, there's a program called Buy Black Movement, you know, and the Buy Black Movement is a program that shows you in each state what are the black businesses that are in those states. So, you know, you have a chance to look through each state and see what, you know, opportunities are out there that are for sale, whether they're services or whether they're products that could be sold as well. You know, because they're selling herbal products, they're selling food, they're selling, different types of, things that can really benefit not only your house, but even yourself, you know, as an individual as well. So anyway, these are things that we could start to be more conscious of, because even if we only get just 30% of the $1.8 trillion, that's going to bring billions of dollars back into our community. And that's going to be a great thing. But the problem is, do we know that this is an important thing that we need to not spend 3% in our community, but we should spend 30, 50, 60% in our community? And that would change our community from poverty community to a abundant wealth community. And that's a good thing. Because once you start to become more conscious about how to spend your money, that's when you can really start to see what you can do with benefiting your community as well. So all I can say right now is these are things that can really have a huge impact on our people, but they just need to be awakened to the fact that this is something that's very important. And if we don't, you know, awaken to that, then that 3% or 5% is going to be what we're talking about. But what we need to awaken to is to know that if we get 30% or 50% of our people buying black products and black business services, then our people will benefit hugely. But we're going to be able to bring billions of dollars back into our community, and that's a good thing. But the only thing is, you have to awaken to know that these opportunities do exist. And if we spend our money wisely, we can definitely see what we can do to bring about some great and wonderful opportunities for our people. So anyway, this is something that we need to truly stay on top of, you know, and know that products and services in our community need to be not ignored, but to be, you know, focused on. And as we focus on those things, that's going to be a good thing, because that means out of the 50 million people that we have here in this country, a good percentage of them will be buying black products and will also be buying black services to empower our people, which is good. So I'm really glad to see that and know that these are things that can be very beneficial. Now, coming back to another part of this is getting back into the investment program that I just told you about. And that investment program is very important, because with us dealing with that investment program, we'll start to see that, you know, like I said, tripling the money will allow us, whether we're dealing with $50 or $100 or $500, you know, eventually, you know, as you build up into the, you know, actual participation in that program, you're going to see more and more and more money starting to escalate in your possession, and that's a good thing. And once we start to really get a clear picture on how this works, the tripling of it, and also how it's going to have a huge impact on our lives, that's another thing. So all I can say at this point is, I don't know. Brother Ron, do you see the minister's number up?
Not yet.
Okay. So, yeah, so he's not on yet. But one thing I do have to do, because I'm in the process of taking a bus back to New York here, and I have to get ready to get on the bus. But anyway, I did want to say that, Brother Ron, if you had, you know, some things you wanted to say in regards to our investing programs or our consumer programs, that would really be good, because our folks really are on their way to a brighter day once they really start to focus on this. And I'm really looking forward to seeing, you know, how much of an impact it's going to have on our people. Because if you are going to, you know, focus on 30, 40, 50% of our 50 million people in this country start to purchasing black products and black services, that is going to empower our community tremendously. And also, even with the tripling of the, you know, the money that you're going to be putting up into these different investment programs, that's going to really have a huge impact on our people's lives as well. So anyway, I'm really very, very excited about this, because I'm seeing how this is going to have a huge impact on affecting the lives of our people. And I'm very glad to see that this is something that, you know, can definitely be beneficial to you, to me, and our community. And all I can say is, like I said before, I do have to get ready to get on this bus, so I, you know, won't be able to talk right now. But I'm glad to see that, you know, we had a chance to bring an introduction in on this. And the brother minister may be coming back on as well. I know he said he's right in the middle of doing a real estate transaction right now, and that might take him a half an hour. That might take him a whole hour. So I'm not really sure when he'll be available to come back on. But one thing I will say, you know, we are on our way to that brighter day of success with financial and mental ability. But now that we're starting to see things from a positive mindset, that means that we can really start to make our way to that brighter day where we can make hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars for ourselves and for our people too. So anyway, all I can say right now, and I'll be back later on, but one thing for sure is y'all need to carry on and focus on the investment program I just told you about, and also on the ability to be consumers that will purchase black products and black business services as well. And when we do that, we're going to bring, as I said earlier, hundreds of millions and billions of dollars into our community. So let's stay focused and know for a fact that this is where it's at. Okay. So, Brother Ron, if you could take the mic now and talk, that would be good.
People that, you know, as Dr. Benjamin said, people that usually have to come into these deals with hundreds of thousands of dollars investment, you can start with $20. If you feel scared or you're afraid, because I know you spend $20 on lunch. That's lunch money, you know, that's some meals money, you know, that's, maybe even a bag of chips or something and a soda money. It's not a tremendous amount of money, but it's a great opportunity for you to invest a small amount of money. You turn it over and turn it over. It turns into 40, 80, 160, 320, 320, 640, $1,244. So over a period of time, maybe 2 or 3 months, you're looking at, you know, having $1,000. So it is a tremendous opportunity. It's a very viable program, and it is an extensive, stressed out program going on for 40 years. So it's an extensive stressed out program. It's been tested over 40 years. It's been proven, and it's still around. That's great credibility right there, because it's still around. It's still happening. It's still going on, and you have a great opportunity to get involved, to become a part of this tremendous investment tool, which would get you, if you never invested before, you never had the opportunity to do it, where most investments are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars, being such a small marginal investment of just $20, there's a great opportunity for you here to get started in the investment world. If you've never invested before, don't have any experience, you've never done it, this is a great starter kit. This is a great way to start. It's a great way to get you going. It's a great way to get you set up. The minister, Mr. Vance, is going to give you guys a great input into this program, which he designed some 40 years ago. And the program is still going strong, and people are making money. They're buying cars and homes and et cetera. And so it is a tremendous opportunity for you to get yourself totally advanced in this project and get started, you know, for such a marginal amount of money. I never heard of, in my years of experience, and we have a I'm president of a finance corporation. I never heard of this small amount of money. But anyway, we have with us right now the Enigma herself, the former minister, Mr. Vance. Come on, we'll bring on the Enigma, Mrs. Carol Smith, and she'll have something good for us. Let's give them a chance to see you.
You know, I am just too through. I just want to call in. Where were you Thanksgiving, Ron?
Ron was
You wasn't going to speak up. What? Ron was where? Every year you come by to get a plate for somebody, but I ain't mad at you.
You know what? I had eaten something somewhere, and I just didn't feel good at all. My stomach just felt all messed up.
Because
you know.
Didn't come to Sister Carol, but that's all right. I ain't mad at you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm telling you. And, you know, my shout out to my Aunt Pernita, my mother's last living sibling, her youngest sister, whom I got this, I got a chance to visit with.
And oh, God bless her.
It shocked me. She looked so much like my mother. And my
well,
mother,
why would it shock you if that's her sister? What's wrong with you?
I mean, because she had other sisters. She had other sisters. She had five other sisters before her. And, you know, it just shocked. It was just like this written image. And my mother, as history goes, named my aunt this last aunt that's living. My mother was able to name her. And so it was just like, wow, you know, it was a tremendous thing. But
I really
tell you, I was so sorry. I had this, I'm not even going to call the name of the culture that the food came from, but I had this breakfast that I ate, and it stood in my stomach for a long time, and it just messed me up. It just
well, you know what the old people do. They give you a thing of X-lax and let you do what you do.
Yeah.
Anyhow, I want to say God bless everybody.
This thing was so bad that it did what it did by itself. So it was self-developing. Yeah, yeah, definitely. But you go ahead and talk because, you know, I talked a lot and Ben had to dip on a bus or whatever, and Minister Mr. Vance is doing whatever he's doing and trying to close
yes,
the deal.
Yes, but I'm not going to be on long. I just want to say thank you to everybody and to the Sea Moss King. He's not going to be available. Everybody is out of town. And I just want to let you know that, you know, this is the first time Native Americans had a holiday because they don't know what to name Thanksgiving anymore. We laughed about that. We laughed about that upstate, and you know, and the tribes are, you know, very happy to be alive. We laughed about the car coming through the borderline and not laughed about it, but, you know, said, yeah, well, you know, was it a self-sacrifice? I said, I don't know, Chief. He said, you know, it's time for you to come home. So I'm just looking for, you know, comfortable places for those who are seniors and want to be somewhere comfortable as they retired. I had some friends move to Poughkeepsie. There's some property up there if y'all are interested, and I was checking that out, and I'm checking out upstate. But I'm thinking about Arizona somewhere out there. You know, most of my veteran friends out there, but my sons are going through a moment. I sent you a picture of Sean. And he has been working with Lincoln Center, playing his piano and doing after-dinner parties. I'm just too through with Mr. Mann. He's got three jobs. And
oh, yeah.
This year, this is our first year coming up that he will legally be written off the papers of this system, and he will be free. He's no longer going to be in the system.
Let's give him a nice hand.
Yes, thank you, Jesus. And you know how long we have been through all of this and my ups and my downs and even dealing with politics and dealing with different preachers and just seeing how Satan is working the old Adam and you know, watching sisters, you know, I miss Mrs. O.J. and a few of my elders who are 90 and 100, and I miss them hugs, and I miss those lectures. I'm going to see Brother Evans, who used to work with Reverend Powell at Refuge Temple, and he's getting up in the age, and he's next to almost 100, and just to know that you want to talk to me. That's the best gift in the world. I just can't be so blessed to know you, to know Winborn, and the people I met through you, Ron, especially your family. I swear, to be an only child and an Indian down here, I thought you thought I was crazy. I said, no, I'm an Indian. I'm not black like you.
They talk about National Indigenous People Day. They're talking about now. They said they passed a bill October the 3rd, 2023.
Yeah,
people,
we laughed
listen to
about
this people,
that, too.
They said that now African Americans can sign up, y'all, as Indigenous people. And
they were Indigenous
said,
the whole damn time.
Yeah, but check this out.
It's like y'all lied, and now you want to tell the truth, but it's – we've been celebrating our day and laughing.
And somebody
you know, like
said that they're gonna be paying $162,000 a year, $11,000 a week, or something like that. Comes out to the brother was saying, when you sign up. So I'm digging and looking and trying to see if that's applicable, if that's real, because so many people throw so much fake news out here. You don't know what the deal is.
Well, the deal is that they're not really interested in this government or this country. We really don't want nothing from this country. You know, it's like you can't repay all the blood that you have done and the lies that you created and still creating new lies. It's like you want to heal the past, but you don't want to fix the future. So we discussed that this week for this 50th Thanksgiving. You waited too late to want to change a date or give us acknowledgement. We spoke about that in the tribal phone and the gathering, and as their elders gathered. You know, they're up in Winnipeg. Nobody is trying. We're not trying to reclaim this polluted land that everybody has contributed to. It's like, you know, you now that you're a crap, it's like you had diarrhea and you want to give me a cake. I mean, we really are laughing about this whole situation. And now that the world is racist and they're discussing black and who's black and who's this and, you know, and Russia and all that, and they want to change the money, we don't care. You know, we happy that our family is alive, that, you know, the four winds, you know, the air, the our water, our fish, the, you know, the deer. Now you got a problem with the deer having a deer disease, and they want to threaten you, don't feed the deer because it could pass on to you. It's like they can never stop this damn slavery, and that's what we had discussed. We had discussed this for years. It's like, how long does it take for people of color to realize this is a slave country? And the thing is, we don't want to deal with Arabs or the Jews, because those are the ones who own the majority of these buildings, and the country's been sold out. So what is there that you want to give us? Seriously. The land is polluted. You're not giving us, you know, you're not giving us nothing. This is ours. And that's what we reiterate all the time. This is ours. It was ours from the beginning of Plymouth Rock. Why do you think you want to give it back to us now? We don't want you, and we don't want this. We happy to be alive. That's what we're happy about. Our families are alive. You can't, you know, even with our own tribals who had sold out because they look more white than they are red, we're not mad at you either. You know, we're not, you know, just to dig up history of how they burnt down villages and killed babies on purpose because you was of a dark color on purpose. There's pain that you cannot, a holiday or, you know, not, there's no amount of money. The chiefs don't want it. They don't want, they don't want nothing to deal with this system. They don't want the political nothing. They don't want anything. They want peace with them tribes. If they could pull the tribes together and make people acknowledge who they are before most of them die, that's what they want. They want people to acknowledge their tribes and try to pull their people together and start loving and feeding each other and taking care of the earth and the water and all the things that was destroyed now of greed and you know, now you got to get a power plant for a power plant for a power plant. We laughed about that. Yeah, did you get the generator 8? What that mean? So the rest of the country goes out in darkness. You the only one with the generator. You the only one going to get robbed. So, it's like you're the only one with lights and you cooking a meal and everybody else hungry. We coming to your house. Believe that. You don't know America? Okay? Even the cowboys are humble. And, you know, it's like I was thinking about a record as a child that, you know, the tribals loved and they took into heart. It's called Humble Me, O Lord. Humble me, O Lord. Humble me and let me do thy will. And it's like we are not humble. it's always something that we want. I kept telling the woman, I said, you know, God don't give you money. And what make you think water, or even if you weak at that moment, Satan got you, because he knows that you'll come his way. He'll disguise himself. But we who know better start acting like we know. Our children are dying, literally. I mean, they're literally dying. If you saw all these babies in Africa who are being treated so horribly and put in bags so they could dig dirt, you know, so I don't have the time to worry about a holiday. I don't care about your balloon. I was wondering who, you know, they got you so psyched up waiting for a bomb. I'm like, yo, when you in a war, it's not discreet. They're not going to, you know, tell you. They're not going to give you a warning. You're going to wake up and a few buildings will be missing and you'll see dead bodies. That's how war works. You know, when you start threatening people and talking about, I'm going to kick your behind. No, you might, if you feel that kind of hate, then you should just go out and do what you need to do and get it over with. Because hate and killing, if you haven't seen enough death in your life and you're a vet and you come home and you see more death from the time you come home to now, it's annoying. And they teach you how to steal and how to kill, and they teach the kids how to manipulate. And now you got gift cards that you cannot buy. You cannot send your gifts or packages anywhere because they're robbing the tractor trailers. They're taking the UPS trucks. They're not stealing packages. They're taking it. So if you don't know that your country is in trouble, why would we want it? We don't even want your holiday. We don't want anything, and we're not mean. We're not being facetious. It's just that every time y'all want to say thank you, you want to give a hot, we don't want it. Do something like clean up your area. Make sure your rats are not going to invade your building. Do something like make sure your elderly in your building or your teenagers are not trying to bogart. Do something like open up the center and feed your people. Do something for your daggone self. We don't want nothing you got. We done seen history. We live in history. You be an idiot to want what this country want to give you. For what? You not that, the money is not worth anything. It's not worth a dollar. The rest of the world don't like you. So we don't want your holiday. We happy to be family and still be in existence. And those who are Native Americans, we want us to be at peace and be humble and just let people know there is a God. He is alive. He will revenge us. You better wake up. Take care of your children. All the hotels that you go to that advertise family is doing human trafficking more than they ever done in their life. People's children, they wake up, their children are being kidnapped and used for body parts. Your Social Security has been given away. There's so many people that's named Smith, John, George, Don, and Paul, and Ringo that don't come from this country, and yet they here and they talk to you like you crap. You can't get no respect from another foreigner. Why would we want to have your leftover crap? We don't want it. And we're so proud. We're so happy to survive and that God let us survive and that we have our own food, we have our own land, we have our own farms. We don't have the best education, but we do the best we can with what we got. And those who are out there in the world, they do what they can, but it's not like they come back home and look out for the tribe. It's only the warriors, and we still got new warriors. So I'm thankful that God kept us alive. I'm thankful that my father did home study, and I'm thankful for Aunt Maya Angelou who did home study and let me know when we had our first library where you have the government state building on 125th Street and let me know that I don't have to go to your school. I don't have to have your paper. All I have to know is who I am, and that will keep me surviving for the rest of my life. Hallelujah. So all those who got money and feel rich at the expense of people, let them know that you're thankful and don't beat them for their money. Because your title of being pastor, reverend, deacon, that's irrelevant. Read your Bible. We all are preachers of our Lord Jesus Christ and the gospel of Jesus Christ. That label doesn't mean anything. Faith without nothing is all we need. That's why he died. He died on that cross and he did everything. Everything. He was so deformed because all the hell. When your baby is born from that day to the day you die, he deals with all your sin. He killed your Adam when you give yourself to him. He renews your soul. He lets you know you just can't do without him. He's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Lord. If y'all would just wake up. Even Stevie Wonder knows that love is so powerful that they're afraid of y'all. The power of love that we can give, we can create, we can do this, is up to y'all. It's really up to y'all. Don't live this long just to be BSing and wanting to get that dollar and be a millionaire. And, you know, remember the schools are up for sale. Go buy a school. Convert it. You can do this. You can feed your people like we did in the day. You can love your seniors and you can make them feel powerful and strong if you want to. You can make kids feel like they're the president all over the world. You got children who are, they're squeezing dirt just to get water. These are black children in Africa. Y'all don't know. Y'all didn't see it? You don't know this? You can't have this a white man's education and tell me you don't know that this is happening and y'all don't want to make a way. If you know how to make money, then do it and know how to spend it. And stop blaming people for your lives. This is your life. You have free will. You want to jump off a building? Go do it. You want to walk? You should be able to do that. Get up out that wheelchair. Heal your mind and do what you can and let that free will, because see, Satan is running this country and he's running the world. And we need our godly children of Jesus Christ and the gospel. We need the churches to wake up and start asking for forgiveness, because God don't ask you to hustle people who don't have it. He asks you to love them and help them help themselves. So even if you know that you, how would you know that there's a thief if you wasn't a thief yourself? How would you know that there's a rapist if you ain't never raped something? And that's women too. You don't think women rape? Are you seriously insane? You know how many dykes we had when I was coming up and they were dykes and they molested and they raped young girls? And well, are you serious? Y'all going to act like y'all never could cause catastrophe on top of each other and y'all haven't done dirt to each other and treated each other like crap and y'all really loved your black children? I know you didn't because I was there. I seen you didn't, because my mother had to leave Alabama and leave South Carolina, because y'all was more racist than a little bit. Y'all had no other choice but to want to impress the white man, and now y'all want to love each other and don't know how to do it because y'all don't have no roots with each other. So stop lying. Start pulling it together. If you really going to get that land, you better get it now. If you're going to invest the money, you know, give a little bit to build up your benefit of the doubt. Give it some time. It's going to be a month before you really see anything. I don't know, but I believe that it will work. And if you gave a little bit, it's not going to kill you, because you done did something with a little bit of money that wasn't worth nothing, and you didn't cry about that. So everything is a challenge, and it's a chance, and it's in prayer. But God doesn't give you anything. He gave you life. He died for your sins, every thought, every negative. And yes, the Ten Commandments still goes along, except he gives you freedom of choice. If you're a liar, you're a liar. If you're a thief, you're a thief. But I was always taught, whatever you are, be the best at it. Don't waste your life being a phony. There's jobs that's coming up, and you need to look at the computer. Help somebody with their resume. Senior citizens, you can work at home and start getting all the protection for your computer that you can. Everybody don't need to be knocking at your door after a certain time. Go back to the regular ways of life, and after a certain time, cut that phone off, TV, because we have the budget, and you know the electricity has bumped up, and you may not have recognized it. If you can get somebody that you can trust, legally sign that paper and make sure that your rent is being taken care of, because they don't have a problem bouncing you out. All the whole apartments that they have been holding, they're waiting to give it to those who got money, and they definitely trying to give it to the new Jews and the new Arabs. Whoever owns the building is not about America. So if you're an American and you black or Hispanic or whatever, and you haven't financially built yourself up, we are trying to help you do this to the best of our ability. I had to tell a young lady, she said, well, that's not your podcast. I said, yes, it is. And we're a family here. And you thinking on, well, you need to be famous. I don't need to be anything. You either want our help or you don't. I ain't trying to sell you anything. You need to stop pretending you're a hooker. Well, how would you know? I said, because I'm a professional. And so I try to let people know it's nothing you have done new. And you 20, and you 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, that we haven't done, thought about, got on our knees and did, whatever it is, you're not going to be judged here. Not by me anyway. This is Carolyn Smith, a former Marine. I want to say thank you to all my veteran sisters and brothers and those who have died and left me. He is still on the planet. I ain't mad at you if you did. I love you. But I love all my people and all my seniors who are struggling out there and dealing in shelters and living on the buses. I love you, and God loves you more. Find the strength to stay alive another day in this country, and it's so raggedy and horrible the way they treat you. But God loves you, and I love you, and you need to know this. We love you at the Ethiopian Federation. Don't feel, you know, that you can't call in and ask for help. And the young adults who might need help, and I haven't forgotten you in South Carolina that I met through Benjamin, sister that I was going to send money. You know that I just started healing with my eye, and I haven't forgotten you. And those who I thought about since Alabama, I haven't forgotten y'all either. I am healing. Things are coming together, but I don't have the finances. But I am looking. I'm begging. I'm asking so we can all do what we need to do, and you could get the youth down south and the gangs down south together. If we don't do nothing but donate a little $100, that's a beautiful thing. So I'm asking y'all to listen to the minister when he comes on and use your right mind. Do not put in what you cannot afford, and they do have low prices. Take a chance and a prayer and wrap it together and let it happen. And if it doesn't come out right, then you move on. But if it does, build it till you can't build no more and buy you some property and get you a home. And please, please start taking care of your children. Don't let the cell phone take care of your children. At 10 and 14, these young ladies are rapping to grown men and making calls, and that's mostly island children, foreign exchange children, and young adults who don't have no supervision from their adults, and they want to be down with them as far as, you know, it's cool, you know, you're an adult. Be a parent. Look after them kids, because if I get a phone call and they sound like they under the influence, I'm an ACS worker. I will come to your door and snatch that kid up out that house. And you could go call me Bumbleclod and all kinds of crap. Put your hand on me and I'll snatch your arm out your socket. Start paying attention to your children and stop making excuses. We have enough craziness in this world. If you speak Spanish, start talking to your kids. Hable mucho español. If you speak Arabic, if you speak Albanian, whatever the hell you speak, start talking to your kids because they in the streets and they hustling like hell, especially the Jews. So pay attention. Don't think it's all a black thing because you don't know what's black anymore. And we've been black so long, we know we Native Americans, but we not down. We have a different morals and values than everybody else. So America, get your act together with this new slavery and stop selling everybody's Social Security number. And that's for all of us. Stop hustling your own people when Whitey hustles you and those with an education. Doesn't give you an excuse. God is watching. God is paying attention. He sent his son to die for you. Don't think it's a credit card. It's about to come to an end. Pay attention to the pollution. Pay attention. You killing his kids. Pay attention. Shortage of food. Pay attention. Stores are getting robbed. Trucks are being mugged. Pay attention. I love you, but God loves you more, and thank you so much. I love you, Ron, and you take care of yourself.
I love you as
Benjamin.
Well.
Benjamin, yeah, I still have some sweet potato on the side for you, but I know you ain't going to come get it.
I'm going to try my best. You know, I love you. You know, I'm crazy about sweet potato pie. That's like crack to me.
Well, I love you, and I got to go, but I'll speak to you soon, Ron.
Okay,
kisses
now.
To
God
everybody.
Bless, love you too.
Sadie,
thank
I love you. Bye for now.
We appreciate it. We appreciate the words of wisdom. Thank you so much.
Bye
yes.
for now. Bye, big brother.
Yes. Okay, now. Okay. So here we are once again. We're moving, moving, moving. The young lady, I wanted to play her tape. She had made a tremendous statement about immigrating here to the U.S., and I thought it was just a wonderful gesture. I thought she had a, you know, was just extremely important statement per an immigrant in America. I thought her assessment was just a pivotal example of what immigrating to the U.S. is all about, and I thought that she had just hit it on the nails. I mean, she just hit it right on the pin. She pointed out some extremely important, just really important points about being an immigrant in America and experiencing certain things that you experience. Some shows. Culture shock, some things that she didn't understand, but she's a professor now, and she's been in America for 30 years, and her observation is point on. It's point on. I mean, it's really, really, you know, what she had said was really, 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 really is extremely important, and I think everybody should have heard or listened to this young lady and her point. It's so well taken. It's so well structured, and it made a hell of a lot of sense what she had said. And I wanted to share that with you guys as well, because sometimes we get like the Enigma, Mrs. Carol Smith. Sister Smith, you know what she said. Sometimes we get confused on top of confusion, and we don't know which way to go. Thank you, John Legend, We're just ordinary people who don't know which way to go, you know. And so sometimes, you know, those things happen as well. Those level of confusion, it happens. And you need to get back on track. You need to get yourself back together. You need to find your purpose in life. And Carol said, get back to God. Get back to creation. Get back to civilization. Get back to doing whatever God has called you for and what makes you happy. And this world today where everybody's seeking some form of happiness, love and happiness. Yes, everybody's looking for something. Sometimes you know what you're looking for, and sometimes you kind of figure it out as you go along. And, you know, these are the things that, you know, we have to deal with here. And it's just a great opportunity, you know. It's a great, 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 great opportunity. So variations of many things that's going on. And we definitely have to get ourselves together at some point, somehow, to find that which is important to us and survive on it. Survive on it and survive on it, you know. We have to do that. And so that's so utterly important that we get that done. As the course of life, God, as the cow said, there's so much things coming into the world here, things to deal with. And a lot of variations of things to come. And we're going to have to deal with that the best way we can. In many different ways, in many different circumstances, you know, it's just what it is. You know, it's something else. I mean, you know, the world is changing so quickly and right in front of our face, and we have to deal with that. You know, we have to deal with the changes in the world and how things are going. We have to deal with it. We're going to have to put it together where we turn it loose. You know, these are things that to come. And at this point, it's like, you know, you know, what do? You know, what do you do in times like these, in circumstances like these? Are you really surprised at what's happening? Are you really surprised at what's going on? Are you really intrigued by the world today? And are you so intrigued that you're following whatever it is, whatever the trends are, whatever the situations to get you where you are wanting to go, where you want to be? Subsequently, your success, what are you looking for, you know? Things of that sort. You know, where are you going with this? How are you planning on getting there? You know what I'm saying? It's a hell of a road. It's a hell of a road to get there. A lot of work as well. And, you know, we have a lot to contend with. It's not an easy trip. But it's a lot to contend with. It's a lot going on, people. It's a lot going on. A lot going on. It's a lot going on. And we got to deal with it, man. You know, we have to deal with it. It's the reality of things, what things are. And contentious. But it is what it is. And you definitely got to deal with it. You know, you can't hide from it. It's too high, you can't go over it. It's too low, you can't go under it. You know that song years ago. But it's a tremendous amount of work. And so, you know, don't give up. Don't give up on it. It's a lot to sort out. It's a lot to contend with. It's a lot to do. Somebody says a lot about nothing, but it's, you know, it is what it is. It's a tremendous, you know, tremendous amount of things at one time. You know, you didn't expect. I don't think nobody expected all of this. I know I didn't. I'm saying, like, geez, you know, what's going on here? You know, it's a lot to contend with. It's a lot to deal with in the course of a day. You know, they put a lot on your plate, and they expect for you to deal with it. You know, they expect you to come up with whatever creativity that you have, and they expect for you to deal with this stuff. They expect for you to overcome the circumstances the best way that you can, the best way that you know how to deal with these circumstances. And, you know, they have no slight in their meaning for what they're doing. You're there, you have to deal with it. That's the complexity of it, you know. And it seems that sometimes we are moving forward, and we're getting over, and we're changing things, and things are coming. Things are changing, and the more they change, the more they look the same. In all intents and purposes, you know, I know we decided that we were going to change some things in life. We were going to make some adjustments. Look like there's some disparities of being uplifted, and we end up back in the same predicament all over again, you know. And so you're saying to yourself, how the hell did I get here? You know, how did this happen? You know, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't expect this, but here you are. Here it is. And, you know, you have to contend with it. You know, you have to, it's unfortunate, but you have to deal with it, you know, because it's not going nowhere, and you're not going nowhere. And so it's a battle of the fittest, you know, because neither one of us want to be the first to say goodbye. So, yeah, people, there's a lot to contend with. There's a lot going on. There's a lot to be done. You know, it's a lot that we have to decide which way we deciding to move or maneuver or move around or get things done. You know, I wonder sometimes how we plan on revitalizing certain things, you know, and getting certain things back into perspective. That's another thing we have to be content with as well. You know, that's another thing down the line there that we have to follow through with and try to see how we're going to deal with that. I mean, that's a whole another ball game, if you will. It's a whole other thing to contend with. It's not that easy, but it's there, you know. It's there. And, you know, you have to deal with it, you know. It is definitely there, and it's definitely not going any place, and it's something that we just have to really, 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 really deal with. It's definitely contentious, you know. It's a tough matter. You know, I don't know how we're gonna put it together and get it done, but it is going to need to be done. We're going to definitely have to figure it out, you know, whatever the circumstances are. We're going to have to look at it and see how we can overcome that, see how we can make it happen. You know, at the same time, deal with it. You know, don't let one thing hold it down. You know, that's going to be skill of it all. It's going to be the skill. That's going to be the way to get it done. That's going to be real hard. You want to figure that one out. That's going to be another whole nother topic. Itself within itself, a topic within a topic, you know. And we're going to have to definitely figure that one out. That's not going to be so simple. It's going to cause a lot of work and a lot of means of getting it done. And it's going to be, you know, whole nother ball game. It's going to be work, serious work. You have to put some real time into that, real heavy time into it. So that you can see exactly how it goes to the point, you know, to the point that you could see all all of it, the way it manifests itself and how it gets to where you would like to see it go. You know, it's going to be a tremendous way of doing things. You know, it's going to be a big, 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 big deal. And then you're going to be mystified by itself. It's going to be a mystery. On your, you know, it's going to be there's going to be something heavy, you know. It's going to be a heavy, going to be some heavy lifting. Get this, it's not going to be easy. It's going to take a lot, you know. Whether we're committed to this or not, whether we want this to happen or not, it's going to take on a lot, you know, to get that done. It's going to be a lot of work. You know. And so, you know, here we are. Here we are in the midst of it all. Here we are, you know, trying to figure out how this thing goes and how it works and where does it work, you know, and where do we get it from and how do we get it, you know, all of that stuff is going to be in there. All that stuff is going to be a part of it. What we see, what we don't see, and how we know and what we don't know, and how we deal and how we don't deal, and so forth and so on. And how you feel, how you don't feel, what you think, what you don't think, you know. It's going to be there, people. That's going to be the story. We're going to have to deal with that story. We're going to have to listen to the story. We're going to have to figure that one out. For all intents and purposes, we're going to have to know we're going to have to understand how we got that going on. We're going to understand how that happened and how we're going to revise ourselves from it. Are we going to make difference and uncomplicate things to a certain degree and make things more clearer for everyone to succeed at stuff and get stuff done? And get to see how we can deal with this stuff, how we can get this stuff, you know, how we can maximize on things that we need to, and get it all cleared up, get it all done up, get it all following the right direction, you know, and how do we, you know, how we're going to, how are we going to deal with all that stuff? How are we going to make all that, we're going to make that work? How are we going to have that work out? How is that going to work out for us? You know, how are we going to get that going? You know, how are we going to, you know, navigate through that process? You know, how did that work? What did that look like? You know. Anyway, whoa. Is that something that you want to deal with, or you just prefer not to deal with it at all? Or you really want to deal with it? You really have a heart for that? You really know how to get that going? Do you know? Do you know what you're trying to achieve? Do you really understand where you're going with this? Or are you just winging it until you get it done? Or do you really understand it? Do you really understand it, or are you just winging it, keeping it going? Or you know what to expect? Do you know what it is, matter of fact? Are you just looking to see how you fit into it, how you get what you want out of it? Do you know what it is? Do you really know what it is? Do you really? Do you really know what it is that you're speaking here? Do you really know what you're seeking? Do you really know what you're trying to get out of it? Do you like what you get out of it? Are you happy with what you're getting out of it? Are you really happy with what's coming out of the things in which you have some thought about? some understanding. Did it work for you? Did you work for it? Are you happy with it? Do you conclude with that thinking? There's more things going on with what you're thinking about. There's more things happening, more than what you thought you were thinking about. Is there more? Is it more to it? Than what you said? There's more happening with it? Or there's something else that we should have known? Or we already know. Is there something we missing? Or is there we're not missing anything? Is it working? Or is it broke? You know, what's is it contentious? Is it based on something? There's some facts to it. Is there something to relieve it, get it off, get it going? Is there another way of looking at it that, you know, we missed? Or is there something else that we need to do? Is there something else Is there another way to get it done? Is there another thing that we're missing? Is there some thing that we should be looking forward to? Is there something different about all of this that we find so extraordinary is going on? And the things that we see, are they real to us? Are we real to it? Can we bear this? Were we able to clear it up? Are we able to get it going? Is it something that we want to get going? Are we going to make this a reality? Are we going to change the conditioning of things as we go along? Is that what we're trying to achieve? Is that we're trying to get out of all of this? What is it we're trying to bear? What is it? How do we get it all? How do we find means and ways to find that which is for us? How do we find that way? How do we get clear of all of this? How do we find our way out of this necessity? Now, are we really trying to find a way out of it? Are we looking, truly looking to get out of it? Are we just pretending to get out? What is that which we're trying to achieve? Do we know what we're trying to do? Do we know? Do we really know what we're trying to get out of this whole thing? I mean, did we found the basis of it all? Well, next week, Dr. Benjamin will be here. Minister Mr. Vance will be here. We'll be talking about more money, financial opportunities. And, you know, don't forget Friday night, the Black Billionaires Network Club. Tomorrow, the Ethiopian World Federation Women's Auxiliary, hosted by the Queen herself, Empress Sadie Gomez. Have a tremendous show tomorrow for you. Everybody come back tomorrow night, 7 to 9 p.m., same Black time, same Black channel. We're looking forward to hearing from you as well. We want you to be on with us tomorrow night. And, you know, we're going to be on and we're going to be talking about more and more opportunities for you, more cultural things that are happening. So definitely get with us tomorrow night. God bless. Thank you.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused. But don't worry.
get better.
Gotta get better.